Franklin, what are you doing to my guns?
I doubt it was being literal, Franklin. Besides, I had my crew check them thoroughly after our last drill, and they're well aware of what I would do to anyone who slacks off. I use them as a mark the next time we do a live fire test. Always helps to have a moving target to shoot at. No, I'm not helmswoman. Discipline is necessary in a good gun crew, and I ensure it remains strong. I've only had to do it once, and I made sure the first salvo were blanks. Once he finished crying, he got the point. It was kind of a harsh lesson, but he got the point, and I have not to repeat it since. That is because you live in a world of wires and gears, crystals and steam. You get lost in it. I envy you that, but it's not something I can afford. I exercise control in all things. I'm sure I don't know what you are referring to. Constance, if I intended to take him as my lover, I would be far more direct. Besides, I would break him in half.
Really? Then perhaps you'd like me to break you.
They don't, but they also disapprove of deserters who join up with foreign merchant crews, so I don't really care what they think. No, because my gunnery crew would not miss. There is something to be said for iron discipline.
Well, not really. The captain has his crew's loyalty. Most of them would risk their lives for him. That is no mean feat, but he lets them get away with so many things that I would not.
Perhaps, but perhaps not. I think they are more loyal than he believes. And a little bit more discipline would definitely benefit you.
Well, I don't shout. Unless I must to be heard over the cannons, shouting is a sign that you lack proper control. This is something the captain definitely understands. Proper command can be done with a whisper. No one in life is free. We are all bound by chains of duty or responsibility. But it is a nice fiction, and I understand getting lost in it.
I fail to see the difference. There is truth and there is fiction. I prefer to see things as they are. Keeps life more honest.
Now, aren't you supposed to be on watch?
That shows a willingness to learn, and I am willing to teach. We will speak again. For now, I will relieve you in the morning. Enjoy your watch, helmswoman. If I ever sleep anywhere else, you'd be the third to know.